I'm often asked if we use scripts when we make B2B telemarketing calls for our clients. The answer is no. That's not to say that a good call structure isn't needed, and that is generally documented. And telemarketers also need a good briefing, clarity, and direction and guidance as far as the calling and the target market are concerned. But when it comes to high-quality telemarketing into, for example, larger companies, typically targeting senior-level decision-makers for higher-value sales, scripts tend to fall over and fail to deliver. And there are a number of reasons why that's the case. So I'm about to give you the 10 reasons why B2B telemarketing scripts don't work. And the first one is that they're typically stiff and it's hard to deliver a script other than sounding like you're reading. That immediately puts the prospect on high alert and marks you out as a cold caller from the get-go. The second point is it's hard to build rapport when making a scripted call. Scripts lack warmth, and certainly with higher value sales, you need to build that early. If you start this way, it's harder to really get back on track. My third point is that prospective customers want to feel like you're interested in them. And that's hard to do when you're scripted. It's about empathy and a two-way dialogue. If the telemarketer doesn't have the ability to go off script and engage, it's likely to be hard to make the sale. Four, scripted calls tend to lend themselves to lower level and lower value scenarios. In some situations, like for example in financial services, some scripting may be essential for compliance reasons, but scripts are often needed for more junior callers who tend not to be risked on higher value sales situations as they don't have the experience to call on, and once the response goes off track, they're in trouble. Fifth point, intonation and emphasis are crucial. When it comes to engagement on the phone, it's tougher to impart that when you're using a script, and they sound scripted, and intonation is harder to deliver the more unnatural the language. So the more you can bring your own warmth into the conversation, the better. My sixth point is that scripts are a sure sign that a sales pitch is coming. Who likes to be sold to? I certainly don't. And as I mentioned earlier, scripts put prospects on their guard, and it's pretty certain a scripted call is a precursor to a sale and not to an engaging conversation. Number seven, the use of natural language is vital in cold calling. If you've got to use a script, make sure it's as natural as possible. So if a script is a must, practice getting it down off pat so at least it sounds less stilted. My eighth point is that often scripts fall apart when a customer interrupts the caller or asks a specific question, unless that caller is really well prepared. That's the key. If the call doesn't go to plan, what then? To make sure you understand, for example, your market, buyer needs, and the solutions that your business offers, then if a curveball does get thrown, it won't derail the whole conversation. Number nine, good telemarketers work best when they have the flexibility to adapt situations within the call. The emphasis here is on good telemarketers. The point is that the best telemarketers don't use templated scripts anyhow, albeit they do know their intros and they know the pattern that works for them. And number 10, a good intro is the lifeblood of effective telemarketing. Most scripts tend to be standardized and situations do differ, and not every business, sector, or buyer is the same, so calls need to be flexible to work.